Bunny. I'm Weasel. Welcome to the show, all you furries and other things. We'll be talking about a few things today. The first thing I want to bring up is the old game Silent Hill Homecoming. I had a friend who really liked the game, so he ended up getting it for me. It was Sean, I think. Yeah, Sean bought it. And he said it was a very good game, but I think he really must have been a little blind, because it really sucked. I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. Are you serious? Well, yeah. The combat was more fierce and the story was pretty intensively wrote. Oh, blah, blah, blah. You're about as crazy as Sean was. Hey, this game was blatantly anti-bunny.
What? What are you talking about?
There wasn't one f***ing bunny in the whole damn game.
It's Silent Hill.
There was a bunny in the last two games.
Well, kinda. I don't see how having bunnies in it should really affect your judgment other than the obvious.
Bunnies make everything better. They hug you when you're cold. They talk to you when you're lonely. They hump you when you're horny.
The bunnies in Silent Hill 3 were bloody-looking mascot bunnies out to kill the main girl.
Bloody misunderstood bunnies.
This is going to make future game reviews really hard.
I'm here to assist people.
Right, well, did you hear about the new convention coming up?
The furry one?
Hard to keep track of them. There's like one every week of the year. I ought to go to one someday.
What, are you crazy?
Well, there's some people that don't think so.
Weasel, do you have any idea what would happen to real cute furry animals showing up at a furry convention?
Yeah. Good point. I can imagine I'd come out walking kind of funny.
The very idea! It'd be like, hey, wanna do an art trade? Ah, let me go!
Actually, he's doing a really good impression of a bunny being tied up and raped. Wish you could see this.
Well, anyways, thanks for listening. Be sure to read Mouse Braid.
Yeah, it's like the best story on the site.
And it's highly educational with a deep plot. See you around!